Women.
Reasons why I love being solo poly. Number one, not worrying about anyone watching me parent or whether or not they're gonna be compatible with my kids, like my kids, kids like them. Parent life and dating life stay separate. Number two, sleeping alone. Sleeping alone is awesome. I sleep horribly if someone else is in the bed with me. I know a lot of people it's the opposite, but I cannot sleep if someone is just next to me. It's like, I'm such a light sleeper, it's too much. So I enjoy taking up all the space in my bed. Number three, taking myself on dates. Man, that's awesome. Going wherever the heck I want just cause I want to and it's fun and I don't have to like wait for someone to take me out to do something cool. Like I just go do it if I want to. And the last one is I get to prioritize my friends in a way that I don't think I would if I was in a long-term monogamous relationship or if I had a primary partner. And I love hanging out with my friends. And that's all I've got. So tell me what you love about solo polyamory or polyamory in general. What is the bee's knees for you?
Women. Women.
Would you report someone to the honor code office for same-sex dating on campus?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to expand on that?
Sure. I mean, it's clearly outlined in the honor code, mm-hmm. you know, and I took an oath to uphold that honor code and, you know, see or go after people that aren't seeing it, so.
What does the honor code say about same-sex dating?
They say that it's not encouraged and that it shouldn't be publicized or allowed on campus.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool, awesome. Thank you so much. That's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think my brain just committed suicide.
A few months ago, I took my parents to court for having me without my permission, and I won, so the court ordered them to give me $5,000 a month to cover my basic living expenses. Well, they went and had that appealed. So now they don't have to give me any money and I have to go get a job. And I'm realizing, like, I don't have any work experience or any higher education. Nowhere's paying me $5,000 a month. So how the hell am I supposed to be able to afford my bills? Like, what? Don't have children if you don't want to support them.
Women.
What? Hey, yo, what the fuck? Oh, hell no!